Good evening. This is the discussion call. It is July 5th, 2018. It is 9:02 p.m. In this discussion call, you can express your views on any topic that you'd like. It's of your choice. NLA does not teach any topics here. It's an open forum, and the views expressed by the speakers here may or may not necessarily represent the views of the National Liberty Alliance. And with that, anyone who would like to start off tonight, please speak up. Well, the silence is deafening. No one's learned anything this week.
Oh, we lost you there for a few minutes.
Did you get that the recording has started?
Barely.
Okay, maybe the upload is limiting my bandwidth.
They're coming through loud and clear now.
Okay. Well, one thing that I thought was really interesting this week was from Q. And if you have not noticed yet, in the blue banner at the top of the website, there is now a column dedicated to Q. And what appeared on the horizon was the plan to save the world. And I liked a lot of things about it. First, it was short. It was only like 15 minutes, and it covered a multitude of sins. So if you haven't seen it, you can either... I think it's on the website as one of the first videos under the Q tab. If not, it's in the newsletter at the top of the list of recent videos and so on to watch, and I would recommend everybody go there and just take a listen to it and see what you think about it. I'm also sure you heard that Justice Kennedy is going to resign. That'll make two picks for Trump. And then there's talk about if Obama gets adjudicated, there will be two more Supreme Court picks, Sotomayor and I forget the other one, that were put on while he was the president and under his signature, which would not be binding or legal. Lawful, I guess I should say, Veronica. And with that, you're going to have to do the rest on your own.
It's Paul here from Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Paul.
Is that legit? Or if Obama gets adjudicated, this picture no longer...
Say again, I couldn't understand what you said.
You said if Obama gets adjudicated...
Yep.
That his picks are no longer valid? Is that true?
Yep. That's true. Good. Every law he signed would not be valid. It was not signed by a president of the United States.
Okay, so what is your definition of adjudicated?
Well, you would have to be brought up for not being qualified to run for president of the United States, i.e., not a natural born citizen, for example, would do it.
Okay. I never heard of that before, but it's good news.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't dispute that. That's good to me.
Well, I have his footprint, and this document claimed it's original from Kenya. as a baby.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you've seen it, so.
Yep, but there's an awful lot of evidence out of there that has to be sorted through.
Yeah.
But you have to be willing to look at it first, so that's where we're at.
Right. Yep. You know if they're investigating it?
I think there is a whole big pile of evidence there that they're just waiting, and when the time comes, they'll pull it out, and they will have no problem doing what they need to do. It's not just the 44,000 sealed indictments they've got. They've got information on a lot of things they haven't got around to filing indictments on.
Really?
And that's why that number keeps growing rapidly, plus those that they are on the low level are picking up and interrogating. They're getting information from them, which helps them generate some more sealed indictments for some of their fellow men.
You know, if it goes through at the French Revolution, they took all the attorneys and hung them up in the town square.
You were kind of garbled on that one, Paul. Can you say again, please?
I said it's going to be something like the French Revolution, where they took all the attorneys and hung them up in the town square.
Yeah. Yeah. I think something like that is in order, definitely. The attorneys, I don't think, are going to escape unscathed. Some of them will be made an offer they can't refuse, I guess, as they say. Like the Godfather, you know?
There's a lot of those offers that can't refuse that they've shoved down our throats.
Yep.
In fact, there was a publication in the paper yesterday about the I just went totally blank. I got it right. In the Congress of July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13, I better turn lights on, I can't see. It was the 13 United capital S states of capital A America. And if people would read that, I think they'll find that everything that they were complaining about at that time are things that are being used against us right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, think about the problems involved here. It sounds simple, but for example, the news has come out now that not only did Hillary Clinton have her own special little server, the entire cabinet, including the president, used it. They never did use their own secure servers, which means if you arrest her for treason, you have to take the whole cabinet and the president along with them. Unfortunately, they're no longer in office, so that's possible.
Numbers.
Say again?
So they were never in office.
Yeah.
Safety in numbers.
Yep, exactly. That's why they did it, I suppose. Plus, they didn't want any record of what they were doing.
Well, right. that's part of it.
Yep. But luckily, you can't get things off the web that easily. You send them out, and you run them through, and somebody has a record. What was it, something like 385 million records were dispatched from NSA acquired over the last 3 years this week? And, of course, the question comes up, is that to protect the guilty? They were ones that were ordered, I guess, illegally by Obama. You know, it's we need to take some action before all that stuff disappears. I'm sure NSA knows how to get rid of it unless somebody else has it stored.
You know what I was, not to digress too much if unneeded or unwanted, but I remember you guys were going through a big spiel, I think it was in New York there, with some court proceedings y'all were going through, and I haven't been able to. What did anything ever come of that yet, or are you still in process of that, or can you not speak on that?
Yeah, we're still involved with it. They're still trying to throw it out. As far as I know, to this point, they haven't done that yet, and we keep filing more things in it, suggesting they don't throw it out.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I think there were about 40 people signed up for that. It would have made a bigger splash if like 400 or 4,000 signed up.
Mm-hmm.
Been a lot more upset people, a lot more publicity and so on, and a lot more difficult to sweep under the rug.
Absolutely. I just got privy to it all, I don't know, just a few weeks ago. And I've only, by the way, my name's Carl, and this is an open forum night, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, my name's Carl, and I've been watching you guys for a little bit here, and try to get on the internet there, but I just had to go ahead and call in, and that's why I'll be a little bit out of the loop on a lot of things you guys are talking about, but that was one thing that really caught my attention. That made me say, these guys are actually trying to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of sitting around just making YouTube videos that kind of go over the same thing over and over and over and over again, these guys are actually trying to do something, so that's when I put my name in the hat, so to speak, I guess, for lack of a better term, and just started to follow
mm-hmm.
you guys and all that stuff.
Good. Welcome aboard. We need more help.
Right, exactly. No man's an island. And, you know, all the people that we talk about, the Hillary Clintons and this ones and that ones, you know, they all have they all have tons of people behind them pushing them and
yep.
looking out for them and helping them along and giving them advice and doing this and doing that. And here we are, more than not, the average American that is interested in liberty and justice and all the Constitution and things like that. You know, they're a minority, first of all, and even within the minority you have so many different divisions that we're so divided and fragmented that it's hard to come to any real power to get anything done, like these other big wigs and, you know, the establishment, so to speak, which is why they're the establishment and we're not, which is totally backwards.
Yep.
Hey, Jeff,
well, go ahead.
Jen, you mentioned Sonia Sotomayor. Just very quickly, I read the John W. Whitehead latest article, and he summarized last session of the Supreme Court, and he analyzed about 10 cases, which he thought was worth it to mention in his article. So a couple of them is on the police misconduct. And I will read you. I hope you understand me.
Yeah.
In Kissela versus Hughes, or maybe Casilla, the U.S. Supreme Court shielded a police officer who shot a woman 4 times in her driveway as she stood talking to a friend while holding a kitchen knife. As Justice Sonia Sotomayor acknowledge in her dissent, so she disagreed with it, it tells officers that they can shoot first and think later, and it tells the public that palpably unreasonable conduct will go unpunished. Sotomayor, one of few justices who speak out consistently against police misconduct, denounced the ruling as the part of the disturbing trend of unflinching willingness to protect police officers accused of using excessive force. the court's decision concerning qualified immunity, she wrote, transforms the doctrine in an absolute shield of law enforcement officers. So how can a surprise, how come liberal, because we think she is a liberal, I agree with her, quite frankly, and I disagree with the so-called conservative judges in this case alone.
We never said that the Supreme Court was not tainted, did we?
No, I have never accused you of it. Most of us, we take black, white, poor, rich, Republicans, Democrats, and conservative versus liberals. However, I strongly suggest, and I'm doing this by habit, I like to read first before I make the decision. Before I make the opinion. And I yield.
Okay.
I had a discussion with a mailman today, and I've known him now for 5 years, and I asked him about a situation across the street here about 150 feet from the window where I'm sitting right now, and I asked him, why are they bringing all these outside people coming in? They look like us, they talk like us, but they're not from around here, and they don't know anything about any of the people around here. And yet they're over there looking at that, which could be a camera or, can't think what I want to call it, smart meter, that they put on the pole over there. And I told him, I said, most people don't know the smart meters. You don't have to have anything on at all. But when they got you hooked onto that smart meter, they can come into your house, not necessarily physically, but they can see and hear everything taking place in that house. And I thought that was really interesting when he said, they can do that? And I said, yes. And he said, well, all those people are coming over from Indiana. I said, yeah, I noticed that. Now, all the trucks and everything are completely marked differently. But they're working for the telephone company and the electric company.
Are you just getting meters now?
They're pushing them on us like you wouldn't believe.
Yep. Yep.
Now, is that 100%? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought you were through with your statement.
I'm through. I'm through.
Okay. That poses a question to me, or to me. You had mentioned that, they can see and hear everything in your house with that smart meter. And as you say, they're pushing them everywhere. Now, how adequate is that information that they actually can see and hear inside the house, even with everything off? And I'm going to be honest, I don't have as much information on that as I do other things. So that's why I'm asking sincerely. That's what I'm trying to get across. I'm asking sincerely, how much do we know that that is an actual fact, that can they actually see and hear inside your house with those smart meters?
Well, I'll go back this far.
Okay.
Ten years ago, I was connected with a man who was, quote-unquote, an inventor, and he was showing us how he could be 200, 300 feet away, and he could take a picture of your house, and he couldn't tell who the person was specifically, but he could see the shape of the person and where they were at and what they were doing.
Right.
And that was even through a concrete wall.
Wow, okay, all right. Gotcha. So they might not be able to identify. Of course, you said that was 10 years ago. But
yes.
At that time, anyway, they weren't able to identify the person there. But they could see a warm body, so to speak.
In that particular case, that's what it was. I also asked about the quote-unquote drones. I said they have no authority to fly over my property and take pictures of anything on my property. But you look at your cell phone, and if you pick out a certain address, they'll have
a
picture of that house.
Oh, yeah. Well, doesn't that, yeah. I agree with you. It shouldn't be that way, but then you go back into the, and I don't know if we want to get into it. I wasn't prepared for this, but you get into the fact that nobody, well, maybe very few, actually own the allodial title to their property. I'm sorry, their land. You can't own allodial property, but you can own allodial title to your land.
Well, I've had all my properties under allodial file, but they still took them away from me.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
That's because they think they're above the law.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, of course. That's why
that
one brother was saying there about the Supreme Court decision, and then you get into absolute immunity that from all the way from the police officer to the judge enjoy absolute immunity with the exception of some extreme cases. And so that's why they run amok the way they do, just walking all over people's rights and things of that nature, because there's, as we all know, there's a big cancer in the land, so to speak.
Well, many years ago, when I came out of the Air Force, I went right into the music business, which was right across the street from the courthouse. Now, this is the federal courthouse. And I knew all of the FBI agents and so forth. In fact, I was dealing with quite a few of them. And they were nice guys at that time. I had one to come over, and he wanted to see a saxophone. So I started showing him new saxophones. He said, I want a used one. So I found a good, cheap, used one, and he bought it. I said, do you want me to set you up with lessons? He said, no, I'll learn to play it. Well, he was setting himself up because he was being reassigned to Washington, D.C., In Washington, D.C., he was posing as a hippie. And another fellow that I was running around with at the time had been in the CIA, or wasn't CIA at the time, it was the OSS, and he had to parachute into one of the European countries in the mountains at night. And he said, just as I was about to hit the ground, he said, I got hit with a up current. He said, it drug me up the side of that island or that mountain. And he said, it just tore me completely apart. And he said, luckily, he said, there were people who were working on the same side that we were on who got a hold of me, and they brought me back to decent health. Well, he at this time was small manufacturing, but doing very well. And he had to go out to Washington, D.C., and he said, I got out there, and he said, I went into this bar, and he said, these people are just popping up, and they're coming up with what they called poems, or music, or just anything. And he said, you didn't know what they were going to come up with. And he said, I looked up, and he said, here's this FBI agent whose name was Jim. And he said, Jim gave me a look, and he said, don't recognize me. So those things were taking place. Now, this is back in 19, 56. And I thought that was interesting. But I lost all contact with all those people. And the people who replaced them are the worst kind of people that you'd ever want to meet. I was also a deputy sheriff. And I was trying to pick out decent deputies. And unfortunately, some of those I picked out turned out to be, quote-unquote, worse than the OSS. And they pushed to get the county sheriff under the paramilitary, I'll call it that. And when they started getting that, and they got it into a union, and people have no idea, and those who know that anything about the unions, and I only belong to one that I had any affinity for, and that would be the Musicians Union. But even it fell apart. But now all those people are in the union, and they think that they're above everything, and they don't have to pay any attention to anybody. I you.
Well, while we have a little pause here, I'd like to remind people we have a natural healing group that meets just before this at 8 o'clock. Next week, we're going to have someone talk about Lakovsky healing. It's a type of healing using electrical radiation, kind of like, or maybe the inverse of what Royal Rife did years ago. And that's the 12th of July. On the 19th of July, we have a fellow that's going to tell us about the Hallelujah Diet. So that should be great. And on the 26th, we have someone's going to talk about a number of things. Natural cancer therapies, liposomal, vitamin C, and a few other things. And then on the 2nd, we're going to have someone talk on Lyme disease and its various forms, shapes, and other things you get with it or from it or through it, and so on. So if anybody has any of those maladies and would like to get someone else's input on it, maybe ask some questions, please feel free to come on at 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock and partake. All you people must have got worn out on the 4th of July celebration here. Don't have enough energy to participate this week.
Well, I'm the new guy, so I gotta be quiet. I gotta hang in the background. You know?
Okay.
I was gonna ask you guys if there's 45,000 or so indictments or whatever that may or may not exist. What are we going to do? We're going to have mass trials, because the only way these people are going to get the indictments are going to be enforced and they're going to be convicted is if the grand juries, the real grand juries, are back in place and the people do it.
These won't be run through the grand juries. These will go through.
These guys take 10 years to do a traffic ticket. I mean, there's no way they're going to. Unless they're doing mass trials, like I said, like Egypt just did.
Military court-martial sort of things don't normally last very long. And I understand
Okay.
if the charge is treason, There is no appeal, and the sentence is carried out within 2 weeks. So if you'd gone to the normal courts, I would have to agree with you 120%. There's no way they would ever get processed and done with the appeal after appeal after appeal after appeal after
so
appeal.
So they'd have to do mass trials, right? I mean, seriously, they're going to be doing these one at a time.
Right.
But wait a minute. These people aren't going to get due process that have the indictments that are sealed. Supposedly, like I said, I'm not sure I believe in these indictments because it's just where's the proof of these things? Nobody knows anything about them. Nobody knows when they're going to be executed, who's going to enforce it, how they're going to do it. I mean, you know, it's crazy. And look, time's slipping away. We don't have time to be playing around with these 45,000. There'd be millions of them that we need to get anyway. 45,000 ain't going to stop nothing. The corruption's still going to just go on.
Well, it depends on how high up they go with that.
If we don't get our courts, it's all for nothing anyway. If we don't get them back, we're done.
The last count I saw was like 45,400, something like that. And if you're interested,
right,
you dig around a little bit, you can find out how many are in each state and each county. I think it's broken down by. There's just horrendous lists of them out there now. So you
I understand, but, you know, anymore until you see it, you can't believe it. It's just, right now it's just hearsay. We don't know anything about it. And, I mean, I hope it's true, but like I said, there need to be millions upon millions of these people be put away for real. Some of these treasonous people like Obama and Hillary and Billy Clinton and the Bushes, these guys would need to have the highest treason charge for real. Like I said, if we can get our courts back, we can fix. They don't have to go through all this. We can fix these people immediately. You know, but it's going to be a battle, and I hope we can do it. I would love to see some of these indictments start coming through. I mean, surely they're not going to pop them all out at once.
Right.
And these people. What do we see? People resigning. We'll see people resigning. We'll see all kinds of things going on. Judges recusing themselves from all these cases, and oh my lord, it just sounds odd.
They hired something like 300 more prosecutors for these military courts here recently, and the lists that they have are made up from the accounts on PACER, which is the Federal Registry
for
all of the
military. Is the military subordinate to the civil power right now?
No, not when they start prosecuting people.
Right. That's the question. That's when we'll know if the military is subordinate to the civil power.
Right.
Yes.
And then when that happens, there's going to be Mary hell to pay quickly.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to bring it up, guys. Like I said, I hope it's real. I hope it's going to happen. I hope I'm involved. I want to see these people go down in the hardest way. I don't want to show a lot of mercy either. Not in my county.
Yep, I agree. But Trump has already said that these won't be run through the federal court system. Period. You just can't do that. You'd never get done prosecuting. Even one of them, probably.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, it'll take 1,000 years for them to do this type of thing, the way these people are. And like I said, they can't even recognize the right to travel, the most basic, you know, rights and property rights. These people, it's just us doing what we're supposed to be doing. The fourth just came around, and forefathers have told us over and over again, we have to do these things from time to time, and we're going to do them. It's going to get done. I yield.
I wonder how
hey,
much.
Jen,
of
I have a question.
Hi, you.
Jen?
Yeah.
Those of us who finished the constitutional course and civic course. Can we form like private association? I would say National Liberty Alliance is private association, and give us a certificate of common law certificate instead of the diploma. At least, you know, I would compete with the private association of the bar association.
You mean as like the army?
As a joke.
Okay.
Because, Jen, listen, if I go to the court, I start the case in propria persona, pro se, I would rather open the case as the common law attorney. It sounds much better.
You will be an attorney in fact.
Yeah, well, you know, in fact, I like the common law because because it's common law is law of the land, you know.
It's based on.
And as we know, at least I know, the common law stands for if there's no injury to body or property, no court has a jurisdiction. So I am perfectly qualified.
Right.
And I read today the First Judiciary Act of 1789, and the last chapter, which is, I think, way on the bottom, they define, maybe not define, but the requirement to represent somebody is very simple. You must be learned at law. What is definition learned at law?
What's the term again?
I'm qualified.
Can you say the term again?
The First Judiciary Act, which was, you can Google it or Bing it, and 1789. And the last paragraph, in two places, says the attorney is someone learned in law.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The requirement.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
It's not the member of bar, although those days all of them were member of the British bar, because American bar came up into the picture, I think, in late 1800s.
Doesn't it still all go back to the crown anyway, if you chase it down far enough?
Well, look, I mean, I don't want to change the subject. I like to just, you know, stay focused on what I said.
Yeah, I think you're right. That is the proper definition for Black's Law and stuff. We were looking at some of that earlier this week. But now the American Bar, as I understand it, has signed up with the World Organization, so they're totally corrupt.
Jen, what I'm saying is Bar was not Bar was not created by legislative act. Is the private organization. Same
right,
as us.
Not.
We are a private group.
Yeah, it is. It's a private organization. It has
same
no
thing,
justification. Yeah.
Same thing. We talked earlier about the Supreme Court. Justice John Marshall, who took 6 weeks course and passed the test in the bar, was on the Supreme Court justice for 29 years. He gave himself and, of course, the rest of the court right to judicial review. Point I'm trying to stress is there is we the people or the legislative body of the Congress did not give the there is no legislative act for the Supreme Court to do judicial review. They give it to themselves by John Marshall and Marbury versus Madison, if I am not mistaken. We are the fourth branch as the people way above the all of those three branches because we created this nonsense.
Did you go back to U.S. versus Williams and read through and see where it says we are like the fourth branch?
That's what I'm saying. I heard from more than one sources.
Yeah, I've heard it here and there and everywhere, but I went looking for it and couldn't find any reference to it.
Well, you know, in the common law, sovereign makes the law, so I'm making it.
Another voice heard from. I wonder what that question was.
Jan, Paul from Michigan. Is the membership list updated in Michigan, you know, in Indiana?
Is the membership what, in Michigan and Indiana?
Yeah, is it updated up to snuff on the website?
You mean in terms of all members are listed on the website or what?
Right, right.
Yeah, they should be. I haven't checked it. But if you want to get the latest complete list, you have to get a download as of today, you know?
Okay. All right, Bob and I were talking about that because I want to get the newest list possible. Because I want to drum up some business, more business in Michigan. So...
Why don't you give me a call like tomorrow or sometime and we can go over it.
Okay, I got to talk to Bob tomorrow. He mentioned the other day he was going to contact you or someone to make sure it's up to date. So.
Yeah, he was on earlier, but I think he dropped off here.
Oh, okay.
Must have been something we said.
Well, we're going to a very, very important lecture tomorrow night in Muskegon, Michigan. About a 2-3 hour, Dr. Paul Gell or something like that. He's nationally known for lecturing on the Constitution. So.
Well, if you like, I can turn off the recorder and we can resume next week. Going once, going twice, three times.